This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine said Tuesday it is investigating a claim that a poisonous substance was dropped on the besieged port city of Mariupol, as Western officials warned that any use of chemical weapons by Russia would be a serious escalation of the already devastating war. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said Britain was aware of the reports and working urgently with its partners to verify the details. She said if Russian President Vladimir Putin and his regime are responsible, they will be held account. Britain's Defense Ministry said if the reports are confirmed, there would be punitive action. And U.S. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby said while they also cannot confirm the reports, they found them very concerning. Thwarted in his apparent ambition to overrun the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, Russian President Vladimir Putin is now building up forces for a new offensive in the eastern Donbas region. On Monday, Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer met with the Russian president, the first Western leader to do so since Russia launched the invasion of Ukraine in February. Nehammer said his talks in Moscow were very direct, open, and tough, and he all but confirmed Russia's new eastern offensive.
He said, "I generally have no optimistic impression that I can report to you from this conversation with President Putin. The offensive is evidently being prepared on a massive scale."
That was VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. Austria is not a member of NATO, but it has imposed wide-ranging sanctions on Russia alongside other European Union member states. Putin, meanwhile, was in Belarus Tuesday to discuss the conflict in Ukraine with President Alexander Lukashenko. Putin Tuesday said his campaign would achieve its goals. He said Russia had no other choice but to launch what he called a special military operation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is visiting the corn-rich Midwestern U.S. state of Iowa Tuesday to announce he'll suspend a federal rule preventing the sale of higher ethanol blends of gasoline later this year and another effort to lower the price at the pumps. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Biden is visiting corn-rich Iowa to announce he'll suspend a federal rule preventing the sale of higher ethanol blend gasoline in the summer. Most gas sold in the U.S. is blended with 10% ethanol. The EPA will issue an emergency waiver to allow widespread sale of 15% ethanol blend that's usually prohibited over the summer because of concerns it adds to smog in higher temperatures. According to AAA, the price of gas has been dropping slightly, with the national average on Tuesday down to $4.09 for a gallon of regular. I'm Julie Walker.
In a story that is still developing, the New York City Fire Department reports multiple people were shot early Tuesday at a subway station in the New York borough of Brooklyn. A fire department spokesman said firefighters were responding to reports of smoke at the 36th Street station in the Sunset Park neighborhood, and they found multiple people shot. A photo from the scene showed people tending to bloodied passengers lying on the station floor. Further details were not immediately available. New York City police said they were responding to reports of people wounded either by gunfire or an explosion. Initial reports say at least five people were injured in what police say might have been separate incidents. Trains servicing the station were delayed during the morning commute. A U.S. aircraft carrier has neared the coast of South Korea for the first time since 2017 in the latest show of U.S. military strength following North Korea's recent long-range missile test. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported Tuesday the U.S. Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group arrived east of the southeastern South Korean city of Ulsan and will likely stay there for 3 to 5 days. An unnamed U.S. official told the Reuters news agency the carrier strike group is in the region to reassure allies and partners there. The source said the carrier group is located in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan, conducting exercises with Japanese forces. At a briefing, a South Korean military spokesperson said he was aware of the U.S. carrier was in the international waters near South Korea, but that it would be inappropriate to comment further on a U.S. military asset. The last time a U.S. aircraft carrier operated off the coast of Korea in 2017, U.S. relations with North Korea were particularly tense, an indication Washington and Pyongyang are headed for another turbulent period. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukraine said Tuesday it's investigating a claim that a poisonous substance was dropped on the besieged port city of Mariupol. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.